if the Israelites kept their eyes on the water that was facing them, which some of them did, they criticized Moses, didn't they? What did Moses say? God, what do you want me to do? And he says, you've got the answer in your hand. Your authority. Extend your rod over the water. Now, I'm sure he had a battle with his brain. Because I've had those battles when instructions come that don't make sense. I thought we were going to Romans tonight, but we're not, because I heard Hosea 4, verse 19. Hosea 4, verse 19. I don't know exactly what he's up to, but I do know that's the verse. Hosea 4, 19. A whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them shame. I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, back it up. A whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them shame. So you go back to verse 1. A charge against Israel. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness and no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing and lying and murder, stealing and adultery. Sounds like the typical Byron. They break all bounds and the bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns. Meaning the property that you stand on is depressed. And all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea are dying. Oh, it's pollution. No, it's sin. But let no man bring a charge. Let no man accuse another. For your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother, meaning the church. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Whoa. How can this be? Well, if you don't educate yourself in the word of the Lord, you can't defend yourself on somebody else's argument. Amen. How many said amen? Put your hand up. Okay. The bottom line is, you don't go by what I say, you go by what the word says. I am not your answer. I might give you a butt in here and there, kick the butt here and there. But the bottom line is, if you're stumbling day and night and you're not getting anywhere, it's really because of your lack of knowledge of how to defend yourself. Because, six again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also rejected you as my priest because you have ignored the law of your God. I also will ignore your children. Whoa. The more the priests increased, the more they sinned against me. They exchanged their glory for something disgraceful. They feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness. Did you hear that? And it will be like people like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. Notice who's going to repay? He will. They will eat but not have enough. They will engage in prostitutions but not increase. Because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution. The old wine and the new, which take away the understanding of my people. Meaning a mixed beverage. They consult a wooden idol and are answered by a stick of wood. A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are unfaithful to their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops and burn offerings on the hills, under oaks, poplar, and terebinth, where the shade is pleasant. Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughter-in-laws to adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution, nor your daughter-in-laws when they commit adultery, because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice with shrine prostitutes. A people without understanding will come to ruin. Though you commit adultery, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal, do not go to Beth Aven, and do not swear, as surely as the Lord lives. The Israelites are stubborn like a stubborn heifer. How then can the Lord pasture them like lambs in a meadow? Ephraim is joined to idols, leave him alone. Even when their drinks are gone, they continue their prostitution. Their rulers dearly love shameful ways, and a whirlwind will sweep them away, and their sacrifices will bring them to shame. Now, I know that's a lot, but my suggestion is you check it out for yourself. Because we have the same situation today. I know a lot of religious folks, and they're very depressed. They think there's no hope. They wonder why their children are going where their children are headed. And I don't think God has changed his way. If they don't trust in the blood of Jesus to wash away the guilt, wash away the condemnation, wash away whatever it is, God will sweep that thing away. Why? Because you and I are standing in the gap. And when the Holy Spirit tells you and me to intercede for someone, whether it's a vision, whether it's a word of knowledge, whether it's a press to just do, just don't go back to your old chair and rock for the next 3 days. Because that's not going to solve it. The lack of knowledge that the children have are usually caused because the parents have failed somewhere.
Amen.
Okay? And if we have failed, who's the one that's going to fill in the gap? Who's the counselor?
Holy Spirit.
Ah. You mean the Holy Spirit can teach your kids what you couldn't do?
Amen.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. He's doing it. I told you yesterday when we went for that situation with the keys. I didn't know you could have them rekeyed. Okay? But I learned. So we saved a couple of $100. Because God was providing. Amen. Now, you say, well, your grandson's not in church. Is it important for them to be in church? Or is it important for them to learn whatever they need to learn outside of church? Because when the hunger comes for them to come to church, who's going to bring them? Not me. The Holy Spirit will give them a hunger. How many of you have ever had a nice smell of a hot chocolate cake coming out of the oven? How many of you have ever smelled that and you know exactly it's hot chocolate cake? Okay? You know what it smells like. And you don't want to wait till after supper, do you? No. Why? The hunger's created by who? The sniffer. Somebody's got a new sniffer over there. Okay? What I'm trying to give you understanding of is the Holy Spirit is much more than just what you might perceive that you can put in a bottle. It's not a bottle of holy oil that's going to save you. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to bring you to wisdom. He's going to give you words of knowledge. He's going to give you a right idea. He's going to give you a bright idea. He's going to tell you, start laughing at the darkness who is not going to be able to win. Because that's what God does. God baffles the wise with his spirit. The Holy Spirit is the wind here. Listen, Garrett, a whirlwind will sweep them away and their sacrifices will bring them shame. In other words, they're going to understand that what they're doing in different types of witchcraft, different types of idolatry, it's going to be exposed. God's not done with the United States.
Amen.
Whatever is darkness that has caught some of these people, and I'm not blaming anybody, you know, one side or the other. I am saying at one time in this country, they had no king but Jesus.
Amen.
They had no king but Jesus. Their problem was in England. And England was the greatest power on earth at the day. And they won the war. Can we do that?
Yes.
Then close your eyes and lift your hands to the Lord. Say, tonight, Lord, I'm going to trust your Holy Spirit to do a job on me and my family and those that I hold in my heart. The threats from darkness. I'm not going to look at the problem. I'm going to look at my solution. It's the word of the Lord. He said loud and clear. He'll sweep it away. Whatever idolatry is going on. Whatever idolatry I have. I want it swept away. I don't want it in me anymore. Whatever idolatry or prostitution that has tried to pull me away from God. I say, Lord, send your wind tonight and blow it away. Blow it all away from me and my house. We will serve the Lord. I'm telling you again, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we will humble ourselves. And we'll say to the Lord, this nation needs you, Holy Spirit. Not just today, but in the years ahead. We want a Holy Spirit revolution.
We want a Holy Spirit revolution.
And he is the spirit of the wind. And he will sweep away the darkness. And their sacrifices will bring them shame. I'm hearing you, Lord. You're going to sweep it away. The lies, the deception. And the prostitution in the political realm. Holy Spirit, sweep it away.
Holy Spirit, sweep it away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
How many felt a stirring on the inside as you were praying that? Put your hand up so you'll see the identity. How many of you felt the stirring? Why? Anybody can tell me why you feel the stirring? You feel the stirring? You feel the stirring? You feel the stirring? You feel the stirring?